Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day for the Republican Party. Now, that's something you haven't heard for a long time. I mean, really a long time. But it is a great day for the Republican Party. The party seems to have come together around a brand new speaker who made a terrific maiden speech. It was not a deathless classic of American oratory, but it was effective. And it showed turning a corner. Do you remember, anybody remember, there's a great speech that was given by Paul Ryan when he reluctantly accepted the speakership, if you'll recall that, replacing John Boehner, after he liked being chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, the tax writing committee, and that's a job that he did very well. And he accepted the speakership somewhat reluctantly, not even knowing what would lie ahead. The Trump campaign had not even advanced at all up to that point, and it was beyond Trump. And that's one of the reasons I do think that the fact that Mike Johnson made no reference to the questions of electoral denying the election of 2020, I think that's a good thing. I think that at this point, and it's one of the problems that Donald Trump is going to have if he is the Republican nominee, this is not a winning issue. Refighting the last election is not a winning issue. It's why the one aspect about Mike Johnson that I think is problematic is that he was very involved as one of the legal theorists between the notion that the Congress could somehow overturn the verdict of the voters in state after state after state. He was wrong about that legally. He was wrong politically. He was wrong based on the facts. But, okay, so what? I mean, at this point, to try to make an issue of claims of election rigging or electoral denial, or that Trump carried Arizona, he really carried Georgia, he really carried Michigan, which he lost by 150,000 votes, he carried Pennsylvania, and by the way, you have to have won a bunch of those states, reverse the outcomes in a bunch of those states in order to win. The entire idea of obsessing with the conspiracy theories about electoral rigging, it's nutty, and it just destroys people and hurts the party. Look how it hurt Fox News. And, I mean, $785 million they were required to pay, almost $1 billion because of touting some of those gigantic fibs about a stolen election, an election which Biden won by 7.5 million votes. However, this should not take away from the feeling of relief and accomplishment that a well-respected and presentable and credible Republican conservative leader, Mike Johnson, is now third in line for the presidency. And once you get right between, right after Kamala Harris, there is Mike Johnson. And by the way, you know who's next in line of the presidency after Mike Johnson, the new speaker? Jeremy, you know, don't you? No, the next in line for the presidency is Patty Murray. So, again, when you talk about Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Mike Johnson, Patty Murray, in that context, Mike Johnson looks particularly good. Though, Elise Stefanik, who delivered the nominating speech today for Mike Johnson, she also delivered the nominating speech for Jim Jordan. And remember, for Jim Jordan, she compared Jim Jordan to a biblical hero, Queen Esther, talking about Queen Esther, and for such a time as this, this is why God had created Jim Jordan, what to be the precedent, the prelude to Mike Johnson. Is he playing John the Baptist to to Mike Johnson's savior? Here is Elise Stefanik actually comparing Mike Johnson to another biblical hero. Here she goes, clip two.
The times in which we are living demand boldness, unity, and transformational leadership that begins with trust in God and each other. Trust is when the magic happens. In the story of King David, we are reminded that man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart, end quote. Today is the day that House Republicans will humbly look in our hearts and elect Mike Johnson as Speaker of the People's House.
Okay, is there something wrong with his outward appearance, really? No, he looks scholarly and looks and sounds like a nice guy. But Pete Aguilar, on the other side, on the Democratic side, he's the third ranking Democrat in the House. He hit Mike Johnson over his involvement in trying to overturn the 2020 election results, really, which appears to be his only vulnerability when you look at his record. Here's Congressman Pete Aguilar of California, clip one.
The gentlewoman from New York said it right. This has been about one thing. This has been about who can appease Donald Trump. House Republicans have put their names behind someone who has been called the most important architect of the Electoral College objections. He's spearheaded. That's fair. We know how you feel. Yeah, you made that clear. He spearheaded the legal effort, joined by more than 100 of our colleagues on the other side of the aisle, in support of a dangerous and baseless lawsuit to overturn the results of the 2020 election. On the eve of January 6th, some of my Republican colleagues even called this a failed strategy. Yet those same individuals plan to stand right next to him today.
Okay, and this is Chris Christie speaking about the GOP mess regarding the House, a mess that looks a lot more tidied up, Governor Christie, today than it was yesterday. Clip three.
They seemed pretty unified last night. I think they've all been beaten into submission. And it appears Mike Johnson turns out to be the lucky beneficiary of their exhaustion and their embarrassment. Okay, if it doesn't happen today, then, you know, I'm at a total loss as to what they do next. And, you know, folks in that caucus are going to have a reckoning now. And Mike Johnson, if he wins, I hope understands that he is the definition of a compromise candidate and that he needs to act in a way that represents the interest of everybody in the caucus, not just one group in particular.
Okay, and that it seems to me is a judicious and appropriate thing to say. Is Mike Johnson disqualified? Because early on in the reaction to the election, as early as November 17th, so weeks before the January 6th riots, Mike Johnson was questioning the voting results. But again, it's legitimate to question voting results. It's not legitimate to lie about it and then to keep lying about it for, what is it, for more than 3 years? We'll be right back with more on the new leadership of the Republican Party in the House. Coming up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Such a riot.
And on the Michael Medved Show, President Trump definitely was positive about the selection of Mike Johnson. And he has a right to be. Not because he recommended him. He had fully endorsed and enthusiastically endorsed Jim Jordan, who was not accepted by enough members of the Republican conference. Mike Johnson was. And in fact, there's an interesting conversation on CNN between Dana Bash and Ken Buck, the representative from Colorado, who actually speaks as rationally and clearly on this issue as anyone. Whenever Ken Buck has something to say and Jeremy notices, why couldn't he be speaker? Well, actually, because he was part of that group that voted, I'm fairly sure, the eight people of the Matt Gaetz plus seven who voted to remove Kevin McCarthy and got us into this mess in the first place. In any event, here is Ken Buck and Dana Bash on CNN about why Mike Johnson ended up being the ultimate choice for speaker. This is clip seven.
Why Mike Johnson?
Guest.
You know, probably because he has the fewest enemies of anybody in the Republican Congress.
So that's a ringing endorsement.
Johnson. Well, it's the reality of where we are right now with four-vote majority. Mike is one of those people who gets along with everybody, and he's well-respected. And I think those two factors played a big role in this.
Did you ever think that a Speaker of the House would get this close to and probably attain the gavel because he or she has the fewest enemies in the House? I mean, that doesn't sound like the headline of a resume.
No, I don't think it's the headline of a resume, but I do think it is part of what we do in the House. We get along with people, and those who don't get along with people don't rise to this type of level.
Okay, and the truth of the matter is that he has only been elected to four terms in the House, which makes him, well, the one member, the one Speaker of the House, which is he's now elected, with the least experience since anyone since Carlisle in 1883. It's a long time ago. Long time ago. And here is what the announcement of the voting results sounded like when the speaker issue was finally resolved. This is clip six.
In their tallies, that the total number of votes cast is 429, of which the Honorable Mike Johnson of the state of Louisiana has received 220 votes. And the Honorable Hakeem Jeffries of the state of New York has received 209 votes. Therefore, the Honorable Mike Johnson of the state of Louisiana, having received a majority of the votes cast, is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives for the 118th Congress.
And again, there was only one congressman who didn't show up, and it was it turned out his vote wasn't needed because he got the 220 votes. He needed 217. Dick Van Orden from the state of Michigan didn't make it. I don't know why he missed this historic moment, but Trump was extremely enthusiastic as time went on, and Jim Jordan sort of disappeared as a viable contender. He failed three times to get the necessary number of votes. This is Trump on the Mike Johnson selection, clip five.
I think Mike Johnson is doing very well. He's a tremendous congressman, respected by everybody. I hear it looks like he's really good. I haven't had one negative comment about him. Everybody likes him. Just respected by all. And that's something we need. And it looks like that's going to happen. So that'll be a wonderful thing. I put out a proof today on him. Last night you saw that. We put somebody that's going to be really spectacular, and maybe for many years to come, he'll be very good.
Okay, he's only 51 years old, which compared to other leaders in the House and the Senate, makes him a sprout, certainly a relative newcomer. Then there was President Trump reacted yesterday to the revelation that his former chief of staff is cooperating with Jack Smith, the special prosecutor who is particularly looking into the efforts to overturn the election in 2020. And here is President Trump's reaction to the notion that his chief of staff may have gone over to the other side. And this was the last man to serve as chief of staff during his turbulent White House. Listen, this is clip four.
Here's the story. We'll give you nothing. We'll erect a statue to you, or you're going to go to jail for 10 years for having done nothing wrong. So, you know, a lot of people have to make that decision. Some people would never make that decision. Other people would. But Mark Meadows always felt it was rigged. The whole thing was rigged. It was rigged, and it was stolen. And because it was rigged and stolen, our country's gone to hell.
Okay, because it was rigged and stolen, our country has gone to hell. And he's also willing to go to jail to make the country better. That was a specific threat today from Judge Angoran in New York. This is on his company's fraud trial, and where Trump just can't control himself when talking about a court clerk who seems to be obsessing the former president, and he can't get her out of his mind. But would his going to jail for contempt of court or for ignoring the limited gag order against him, would that help? Well, he compared another great statesman who went to jail for his ideals. This is President Trump, well, comparing himself to that other great statesman who spent many years, I think 27 years in prison. Listen.
People have no problem. If you want to challenge the result of an election, they hound you. Look what happened this weekend with two good people. They hound them and they scare them and they've, but we don't get scared. We don't get scared. I'll tell you what. I don't mind being Nelson Mandela because I'm doing it for a reason. I'm doing it for a reason.
Okay. What reason is it exactly? Yeah, I mean, I know because they're coming after me. And they're just coming out after Trump because he's in the way. Meanwhile, more details on the French president's proposal for the creation of an international coalition to put an end to the threat and to depredations of Hamas. We'll get to that coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Michael, you are the best.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Both the U.S. and Russia, along with other nations, are urging for a temporary halt in the conflict between Israel and Hamas to enable humanitarian assistance to reach civilians in Gaza. Meanwhile, the Israel Defense Forces have said they are still responding to rocket attacks. President Biden emphasized the U.S. is strengthening its alliance with Australia during a bilateral meeting in the Oval Office with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
Australia and the United States continue to stand together, continue to innovate.
Biden emphasized the joint efforts to maintain a free, open, and secure Indo-Pacific. After four decades of ownership, a Jersey Shore restaurant has relinquished its claim on the Taco Tuesday trademark, paving the way for any restaurant to use it. Citing escalating legal expenses, Gregory's Restaurant and Bar in Summers Point has decided to abandon its battle to retain that trademark. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On the Michael Medved show, a reminder to those of you who haven't yet discovered the webinar that my wife does regularly. It's a webinar completely free, of course, and you can find it on the internet. Just go to barryshore.com and then /marriage. Because it's a webinar about the joys of marriage and how to maximize those joys and minimize the pain and strain, and if there is any. My wonderful wife is part of a panel who go through the issues of the institution of marriage and the institution of parenthood really being under assault from so many sources today. Again, today at 4:30 Pacific time, that's 7:30 Eastern time, join Dr. Diane Medved on the webinar on the joys of marriage. That's today at 4:30. Now, meanwhile, President Macron, who I mentioned before, sought to promote the creation of an international coalition to fight the armed Palestinian group Hamas during a two-day trip to the Middle East that started in Israel. Leaders he met with in Israel, the West Bank, Jordan, and Egypt did not publicly address the issue. The first response to the devastating Israel-Hamas war is the fight against terrorism, Macron said today, after his meeting with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. the right response is to cooperate, to draw lessons from the International Coalition Against the Islamic State group that intervened in Iraq and Syria, and where basically the United States and our allies combined forces to eliminate the Islamic State, which is no longer a major factor. It still exists, but it's not a major factor threatening horrible crimes like those perpetrated by Hamas on October 7th. Macron first made the proposal yesterday after his meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. You just slipped in the name of another great Prime Minister of Israel. But he mentioned the idea of a regional and international coalition against the Hamas group that rules the Gaza Strip. We'll be talking about that with Michael Oren, former Israeli ambassador to the United States, tomorrow. Meanwhile, there is this on one of the most celebrated and certainly newsworthy leaders in the Congress of the United States, somebody that we on this show have designated the Great Pretender.
Call me a liar.
I faked my way to Congress, which is absolutely amazing.
I like blowing stories that are not there up.
Oh, yeah, I'm the pretender.
I'm Jewish. Remember, I was raised Catholic.
And did I do it well?
I'm not a facade. I'm not a persona.
My need is
not. Call me a liar.
I pretend to watch.
No, it's not false at all.
Okay, it's not false at all. Well, there is this in Vanity Fair. George Santos is apparently still telling tall tales. This is the Chinese Communist kidnapping edition. Congressman George Santos can't stop. Won't stop lying, says the piece by Bess Levin in Vanity Fair. Earlier this month, a representative from New York added 10 criminal counts to the 13 he was originally charged with in May, with federal prosecutors alleging he stole donor identities, used their credit cards to make more than $44,000 in charges. These are people who had wanted to donate to his campaign. They didn't want to give him money for personal use. And he had wired some of the money to his own personal bank account and campaign coffers. Santos is facing the very real prospect of prison time if convicted, a minimum of 2 years for aggravated identity theft and a maximum of 20 years for the other counts, and the equally a real prospect of losing his seat in the House. That is, if he's not booted by his own colleagues first. This is obviously a lot to handle, but is Santos allowing the stress of it all to stop him from doing what he loves, i.e. telling completely absurd lies for sport? No, he's not. Santos, speaking to the New York Times, claimed he had a story that nobody talks about, that his niece was kidnapped, likely in retaliation for his public comments about the Chinese Communist Party. You think it was China? Reporter Grace Ashford, trying to nail him down, asked. Look, I don't want to go into, like, conspiracy theory, he said, but, you know, if the shoe fits, right? According to Ashford, she subsequently got in touch with a high-ranking member of law enforcement who told her that the matter had been looked into and that there was no evidence of any kidnapping, period. Or really any connection to the Chinese Communist Party. We found nothing at all to suggest it's true, the official told Ashford. I'd lean into, he made it up, every word. He has made it up is, of course, a phrase that could be applied to a significant amount of George Santos's claims, from the ones about working at Citigroup and Goldman Sachs to having grandparents who fled the Holocaust and a mother who was in the South Tower on 9/11. It is those lies and all the others, plus the actual criminal allegations, which he insists he did not commit, that have led a number of his House GOP colleagues to announce that they'll be introducing a resolution to expel him from the House. If that doesn't work, as Politico reported on yesterday, between Republicans and Democrats, there are approximately 30 candidates now running for the seat that he holds. That's right, folks, he's still running. Okay, the problem with the 30 different candidates is they might split the votes so prodigiously that that Santos would have a chance of winning, which is why it's kind of important to expel him from the House. This is not the kind of image or example that the Republican Party should be promoting. Chris Christie also has an idea that some people with troubled legal situations and many charges against them should maybe move on and not to another office but to another line of work. Here is Chris Christie with Wolf Blitzer on CNN. We will get to that in a few moments. And we also have Matt Gaetz dancing a victory dance. And a question, which is, they just did this huge analysis with reams of data to find out the U.S. cities with the most cutting-edge tech workers. And which cities finished first, second, third in the top 20? It's kind of surprising that one city dominates the entire survey. Which one? We'll tell you coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael MedVed.
You is the grooviest.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved Show, Chris Christie, who, by the way, qualified for the debates that are coming up in less than 2 weeks. That's the debate in Miami, where President Trump is going to be trying to upstage the debate with a rally of his own that's also in the Miami area. Chris Christie was on CNN with Wolf Blitzer, and he had this to say about his fellow candidate for president, Donald J. Trump.
Trump be right now about Mark Meadows being granted immunity.
Desperately worried. Wolf, I'll tell you a story. The day that Donald Trump named Mark Meadows chief of staff, he called me and told me that Mark Meadows was going to be the next James Baker. Now, look, if the person you call the next James Baker is now testifying that you were lying to the American people about the election results from election night forward, which is reportedly what Mark Meadows is testifying, and that you knew all along that what you were saying was not backed up by the facts, Donald Trump is in very, very big trouble, and he is going to face real jail time for doing this if that's what's proven in court.
Right now, Trump is clearly still the dominant frontrunner for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. Will this latest development with Mark Meadows actually impact how voters, Republican voters, feel about the former president?
Wolf, the walls are closing in on Donald Trump. Jenna Ellis pled guilty today. She's agreed to testify against the former president. Sidney Powell's agreed to testify against the former president. Ken Chesbrough has agreed to testify against the former president, not only in Atlanta, but also in the federal January 6th trial for Jack Smith. And now Mark Meadows.
Okay, the report on Mark Meadows, the most recent report, the Justice Department granted former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows immunity in return for testimony as part of its indictment of former President Trump over his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Meadows, who reportedly testified to federal prosecutors at least three times this year, reportedly informed them that he repeatedly told Trump in the weeks after the 2020 presidential election that the allegations of significant voting fraud coming to them were baseless. He also reportedly told prosecutors that there was no evidence of fraud that would have possibly kept Trump in power. Yet Meadows said in his book published in 2021 that the election was stolen and rigged with help from allies in the liberal media. Now, all this is being reported. Could it be that that Mark Meadows wasn't telling the truth in the book that was put forward? Look, it's a real question. By the way, we were talking before about Elise Stefanik, who is the member of the House leadership. She was the conference chair for the Republicans in the House of Representatives, and she was the only member of GOP leadership to not enter the speaker's race. Everybody else, Steve Scalise, Jim Jordan, of course, Kevin McCarthy, they were all in there as potential speakers. They are reporting, however, in that as Elise Stefanik staying away from that race may have been a savvy news. This, according to Politico. Why? Because she steered clear of the career-killing chaos now engulfing the GOP. She's already started to play a critical role helping vulnerable Republicans in the New York City suburbs win second terms, which would go a long way towards saving the party's narrow majority in the process. Stefanik has already used her strong fundraising network to benefit the vulnerable New Yorkers, including Representatives Mike Lawler and Mark Molinaro, and announced a $100 million fundraising effort to support her swing state colleagues. She may emerge as one of the party's top fundraisers following Kevin McCarthy's ouster as speaker. That's one of the problems with Mike Johnson, is he apparently has only $80,000 in his account for re-election. And he's in a safe district, so that's not a problem. But he's not going to be the fundraising machine that Kevin McCarthy was. Speaking of raising money, the U.S. cities with the most cutting-edge tech workers. And the winner for number one in the country, it's Seattle! The Seattle area has the highest proportion of advanced tech workers in the country relative to cities with similarly sized tech workforces, a new ranking from the Burning Glass Institute shows. Home to Amazon.com and Microsoft, Seattle bested other West Coast hubs in attracting talent with cutting-edge skills, while cities weighed down by legacy tech jobs fell further behind. The top cities in the country, Seattle, rated at number one for both cutting-edge skills and momentum. San Jose, Sunnyvale, Santa Clara, that's Silicon Valley, rated number two. San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley, number three. Boston, Cambridge, Newton, number four. And then Austin, Round Rock, Georgetown, number five. So whatever happens regarding the World Series, Austin and Georgetown are still there. San Diego and Chula Vista, Carlsbad, California are rated number six, which is something of a surprise. Meanwhile, you'll also get something of a surprise from the new movie, The Hill, which almost nobody saw. It's now streaming on Amazon. And it features Dennis Quaid playing a tormented pastor who, with a relationship with an athletically gifted but physically challenged son. Listen.
Now Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Dennis Quaid plays a pastor in a small Texas town with a disabled son who has bizarre dreams of becoming a Major League Baseball player. In the uplifting true story, The Hill, now playing in theaters.
Ricky, I've seen you out there swinging that stick, but you can't play baseball.
First time you ever talked to me like a man was to tell me to forget the only thing I ever loved.
Those of us who love melodramatic sports films will note that the script here is co-written by Angelo Pizzo, who also did Hoosiers and Rudy. While this melodramatic, occasionally heartbreaking tale won't qualify as a classic like those films, the performances are solid and endearing, including supporting contributions by Scott Glenn and Bonnie Bedelia. It's rated PG despite disturbing elements about disability, struggling with poverty, and the hardships of a preacher's life. 2.5 stars for the engaging, occasionally impressive The Hill. And the film is touching. I can't fail to be moved by some of its scenes. Speaking of being moved by scenes and by news, the Jerusalem Post has just reported that IDF combat troops have so far eliminated nearly 100 Hamas terrorists. The squad of combat troops were female, and that's unusual, and may they continue to be safe and successful in their endeavors. Elon Musk says we're sleepwalking our way into World War III, putting civilization itself at risk. So what's his prescription to avoid disaster? We'll also be speaking tomorrow to Michael Oren, former Israeli ambassador to the United States. The big question, assuming more success for troops like the ones we mentioned, and assuming a major on-the-ground victory for Israel, what happens next in Gaza? Who takes over? Where do you hand the keys? And we'll be talking about a brand new film. I've seen it. It's unsettling and profound. It's called After Death, and it's about exploring the science of near-death experiences. What does it say about afterlife? We'll get to that and much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.